you saw over to the opposite shore, it was pretty far, and you weren't quite sure whether you could put that stone on the other side or not, but you put your arm way back and let go, and the stone made it to the other side. You say it went
across.
Uh-huh. It went.
It landed.
Yeah, but it went what across?
The lake.
Yeah, but the stone went what across the lake? Not only halfway across, it went.
Yeah, it landed on the other side.
Yeah. But you could say the stone went partway across, or it went almost across, but this time
it landed on the dirt.
Uh-huh. What would you say it goes, the stone went what?
It went nearly across.
Mm-hmm. Or if it went farther than that, you'd say it went
almost across.
Yeah, what if it went even farther than that? Would you say it went clear across?
It landed.
Mm-hmm. Would you say it went clear across?
I'd say it landed on the other side.
You never say clear across.
No, I didn't. That clear across, that shows it passed the water, you see.
Yeah.
Landing on the land.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say anything like Arabic?
Say what?
Arabic.
Little bit.
Arabic. Arabic.
No, I never say Arabic. I don't know what Arabic means.
Neither do I.
I think that's a nigger word.
Is it?
You know we had a heap of nigger words is used for common people.
Mm-hmm.
They got some niggers. New words tell me they're forming ever day yet. I think you have to study right smart to get enough words for all the things they're making.
Another way of saying it, not seldom, would be to say
often, not often.
If somebody wants you to do something with them, you might say, and you don't want to do it, but you're willing. If they really need you, you'd say, well, I'm willing to do it, but I'd what?
I'd rather not.
Mm-hmm. And suppose you had a cold and you couldn't go out. You felt you better stay in. And you'd say, I sure wish I could go out today. It's what?
Well, it might be too damp or too cold.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose it's really nice.